Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Hey, mama. If you are a mom and are tired of the wash, rinse, repeat, burnout cycle of motherhood, this podcast is for you. If you feel lonely and isolated in your motherhood journey, this podcast is for you. If you feel like you have completely lost your identity since your babies were born, this podcast is for you. If you feel like every other mom has it together except for you, this podcast is for you. My name is Amanda, and I'm a life coach dedicated to teaching every mom the tools she needs to liberate herself off the back burner. I am living proof that a woman can be present and loving to her kids while also being a whole ass person outside of being that kid's mom. The secret? Learning when to say fuck it.
Hey guys, I almost started this by saying good morning. Because it's morning right now. And then I was like, wait, but you can't just assume that they're going to be watching it during the morning. Can't start a podcast by saying good morning. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, to quote The Truman Show. That is such an awesome movie. I love that movie so much. Anyways, hello. Thank you for being here with me. Today is going to be a today is going to be a greatest hits episode. So I have come to the realization very recently, I've created so much content in my first year of business. I didn't reuse anything all year long. So for a whole year, anytime I showed up in any of my spaces, I was creating something new every single time, which I am very proud of. And so one of my projects in my business recently has been to go through everything and categorize it and catalog it. So that way I can recycle some things here and there. Because it's all really great stuff. And just because I post something to Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever, just because I send an email, just because I release a podcast, doesn't mean that everybody sees it. Some people see it, some people don't. And also there's a lot to be said about the way that we learn things, and repetition is such a huge part of it. And when you're hearing something for the first time, your brain at maximum will remember about 25% of it. So only about 25% of the lesson is actually like sinking in, if you even heard it to begin with. So anyways, if you are an entrepreneur as well, take that into consideration when you are content planning and go through your old stuff. Like, take the time to organize it, because I'm glad that I'm doing it now. I only have a year to go through. I'm glad I didn't like do that for like 5 years or 10 years or something, and then have like this huge task of trying to go through all of that old stuff and like come up with a system, an organizational system for all of that stuff, all of those words, all of those ideas, all of those tools, all of those lessons. I'm glad I'm doing it now. But anyways, thinking about the podcast and some of my favorite podcasts, they will re-release older ones and call it like MVP or greatest hits or something like that. And I love that idea for this exact same, like everything that I just said. Personally, when I find a podcast that I absolutely love, I will go back to the very beginning, the very first episode, and start from there and work my way back up. Sometimes while also keeping up on like the newer episodes that are being released weekly, sometimes not. Sometimes I'll just literally go to the beginning and just binge like a good show. But I recognize that not everybody does that. Some people, you know, they find a podcast and they won't go to, you know, to the backlog. They just they find, you know, whatever current episode the podcast is on and they're like, oh, I love this. And then they just tune in every week. And so it's really useful when that podcast will re-release some of the older episodes. So that way, the classics don't get buried. They don't get lost because it's all really good stuff. So this week, I'm releasing my very first Greatest Hits episode. I'm going to resurrect, I think it was episode 17, Standing Room Only Funeral, because I don't know if like the planets are doing something weird, but like last week, I was like having an existential crisis. I was just like, what is the point of life? Why is civilization structured the way that it is, where like we have all the resources, but like groups of people hoard the resources, and then you have to earn the resources back so that you can survive? And like, if there was a zombie apocalypse, what would I be doing with my time? And what is the point of everything that I do in my day? Like, just my brain was in a weird place last week. I don't know if the planets were doing something weird or if it was just me, if I was just being weird, who knows? So it kind of aligns with like where my brain has been at, with just thinking about the bigger picture, right? Because we get so caught up in all the details, all the bullshit, little minutia details of our day, you know, like just getting to work on time and making sure that our chores are done and just getting stressed over stupid, stupid shit. And whenever I get caught up in that cycle, because it's so human to get caught up in that cycle, I take myself out of it by thinking of the big picture. It'll be nighttime and I'll be getting something out of the back of the van to prepare for the next day. And I will catch a glimpse of the night sky and all the stars. And I'll just be awestruck, like, wow, it's so beautiful. And then I think about all the stars out there. And I think about all the stars that I can't even see because they're too far away, or there are some clouds covering it, or like whatever. And I just think about the vastness of the universe and how small I am in comparison. And it helps center me again in getting out of my own bullshit and what's truly important. And what's truly important is we, not like the things that we got done, but the people that we share our life with and the people that we help, the people who we love and who love us. And so one of my goals in my life is to end it with a standing room only funeral, because I touched that many lives. I helped that many people. I loved that many people, and they loved me back. So I hope that you enjoy this episode. If you are new here, hi, welcome to Fuck It Mothering. I run a book raffle every month, a book and Starbucks gift card raffle every month. And to enter, all you have to do is write a review on Apple Podcasts for one of the podcast episodes. You can do one for every episode, or do a rating on Spotify. For that, you'll have to screenshot it and DM me on Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn, so that I can enter you into the raffle. And you never know if you're going to be the winner chicken dinner. And things like that really, really, really help with the algorithm, because at the end of the day, I could put out phenomenal, life-changing shit every single week. But if the algorithm doesn't know to prioritize it, no one's going to see it. And that sucks a dick, just like a big bag of smelly dicks. I hate that we have to bow to the almighty algorithm, but it is what it is, right? And if there are any other podcasts, if you're like a avid podcast listener, if there are any podcasts that you listen to on a regular basis, write them a review, rate them. It really makes a huge, huge difference in just the scope of what we're able to do, how we're able to serve you, and other people being able to see us and and find our shows. If there is anything that you would like covered on the podcast, let me know. You can slide into my DMs on Instagram, Facebook, or LinkedIn. You can email me. My email is fuckitmothering@gmail.com, but it's fuck without the U. So it's fckitmothering@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. Love to hear what specific things you would like covered. And I hope you have a fantastic week.
Hello, my beautiful mamas. How are you today? I am a Krabby Patty today. I'm on my period and have had so many cramps. And I'm having stomach issues, continued stomach issues, and I'm crabby today. It took me a hot minute to actually like get ready for my day where I could show up here for my community in a way that would be inspiring. Because a grumpy life coach is not very inspiring. But I have these human days too, right? Like the goal is not to never have a bad day again. There's no exit ramp off of the human experience. The human experience is 50-50. It's 50% yay and 50% nay. That was so tacky, and I absolutely did not plan on it coming out that way. That's what she said. I'm in a weird mood, guys. I'm in a weird mood, but it's either I podcast now or it doesn't happen. And I'm sick of it not happening, right? Because I missed a couple weeks ago and I never really made that episode up, which my best friend Katie keeps reminding me of. Thank you for those reminders, Katie. I love you. I want to show up for you guys, okay? That's my job. I want it to be my job. It's more than just like, I have to go to work, because I don't. Like, there's no one forcing me. I don't have anything else on my schedule today. I am the master of my schedule, which is the beauty of being an entrepreneur. And it's also the tricky part about being an entrepreneur, right? Because like my bed is calling my name right now. I want nothing more than to take a nap. But I looked at my weekend and I'm like, oh shit, that's right. It's competition weekend. I have to podcast now, not even later tonight, now, because I'm getting my kids later. I have to pick them up in 3 hours. So I'm going to do it. Not I have to do it. I'm going to do it because I love doing this. I genuinely do. Like, I love doing this. It's a choice. And see, it's like really small things like that that makes such a big difference in your experience of just day in and day out life. Today was day 5 for my Burnout to Fuck It group. I ran a second cohort this week. And so today was the last day for that. And I was talking about, the theme was having fun. And I'm still in that mindset right now. And I just, it's really just been resonating inside of me lately to just enjoy life, just enjoy it. I was watching a show last night, and this woman found out that she had cancer, and she went through like a round of chemo, and it did nothing. It did nothing to shrink her tumor. So she was terminal, and her best friend was fighting and saying, well, let's try to get you into this clinical trial. And she was just like, no, I'm dying. I've accepted it. I just want to live what's left of my life having fun. And I was sobbing, obviously. I was a mess last night. It was good that the girls were with their dad, because I was just like, this is so beautiful. But it was. And I just can't get that message out of my head right now. Just like receiving a terminal diagnosis and being happy about it. Not about the diagnosis, obviously, but just choosing, like, they showed her walking out of the cancer treatment center, and she just had so much peace and content on her face that it kind of fooled you into thinking that she got good news. And then she was roller skating on the beach and she got a giant, you know, double scoop ice cream on a cone. And the ice cream guy was just like, "You're having a good day." And she's just like, "Yeah, I'm alive." That's the feeling that we should have every day. And I know it's so cliche, right? Because it's just like Hallmark movie or something, you know, like sees every day. It's on every, it's been on so many cards, but it's true. She may have been put on more of a timeline because of her diagnosis, right? She knew she was going to die during a certain amount of time. But we're all going to die. That's one thing that is absolutely guaranteed. And I know people don't like thinking about it. They will call it morbid or, you know, just be like, "The fuck's wrong with you? Why are you talking about that?" But it's important to talk about it because aside from, actually, no, nothing else in this life is guaranteed except for the fact that it's going to end at some point. I was about to say taxes, but taxes aren't even guaranteed because there are a buttload of people who don't pay their taxes. I'm not advocating for it. Okay. I think you should pay your taxes. I think you will have a more positive life experience if you pay your taxes. But there are people who don't. You do have a choice there. The only guarantee in life is that it will end at some point. And I think it's just so important to allow yourself to go there and not in like a depressing way, not in an anxious way of, I don't know how much time I have left. Like, I can't make a decision on what I'm going to do now. Just in a way that makes you come back into the present so that you can appreciate it. Because we get so stressed every single day with just the daily bullshit, just the little daily minutia of the daily grind. And we get so focused on it. It's like you're doing a puzzle and you get so focused on figuring out where this one piece, the one piece that you're working on right now, you're so focused on getting that piece done and in its spot that you forget to take a step back and look at the whole picture that you're creating. And unlike a traditional puzzle where like the picture is already like determined, our puzzle pieces for this analogy, this meta analogy of the grand scheme of life, we're painting it as we go along. So it really is less about fitting the pieces in a specific order and just paying attention to the picture that you're painting as you're putting it together. Because you have a choice. You have a choice as to what the final piece is going to look like. The final piece being like the picture as a whole, like an art piece. And so if you don't let yourself go there, if you're too anxious to go there, if you are just, it seems too overwhelming to go there to the end and imagine the whole picture, then you're giving up your authority to paint it. And that's the greatest gift of life, is that we get to paint it. We get to make it whatever we want. We're never stuck. If you hate your job or you hate your marriage or you like just hate something about your life, you're never stuck. You get to paint it. Okay. If you're realizing, you know, like I thought I wanted this in my picture, but no, this actually is not for me. Paint it white. Start over. You always have that option. I have thought about my funeral quite a few times because I feel like it's important to plan these things. And then if I plan it and I let like whomever know this is what my funeral is going to look like, then they don't have to plan it. And that will save them a lot of emotional distress. But also like I want it done right. Okay. It's my funeral. I gotta say. My grandma Tony had a Mardi Gras band at her funeral. It was amazing. First of all, she wanted everyone to wear red. And then the casket was pulled by a one horse carriage or two. I don't know. It was a horse drawn carriage. That's what it was. I don't know if it was just one horse. Probably not. And so it was her casket being pulled by the horse drawn carriage and this Mardi Gras band and all of us walk like dancing it out, crying and dancing it out with our Mardi Gras beads all the way up to her final resting place. And that memory will forever be with me because it was the perfect send off for who she was as a person. And I want that too. That's definitely one thing that I want at my funeral. And another thing that I've decided that I want at my funeral was actually, again, inspired by my grandma Toni. It was standing room only, guys. There were so many people who turned up for my grandma Toni's funeral that it was standing room only. She was a nurse, a NICU nurse, and there were so many of her former patients and their families who came to say goodbye to her because she had made such an impact in their lives when it was, you know, a really scary part of their life. Their baby was born way too early and had all these complications, but Grandma Toni was there to get them through it. And just to see all the lives that this woman touched standing there, it was beautiful. My grandma was not rich. She was not famous. She had very little in the way of material things to offer anybody, but her funeral was standing room only. That's what matters, guys. That's the goal, is a funeral that is standing room only because of how many people you touched while you were here, how much fun you had. Everyone talked about how fun she was, how energetic she was, how ballsy she was. That is the life that I want to live. And she had 8 kids too, by the way. She was divorced twice, ended up being a single mom to 8 fucking kids. God bless that woman. And she put herself through nursing school. She was amazing. It took her 6 years to graduate with her associate's degree in nursing, but she did it. And, you know, this was back in the day before the internet and shit. Like, she was going to night school and working. And the 8 kids that she kept alive, all of them were kept alive. Like, what? And she did it. She became a nurse. Because she never gave up on herself. No matter how many times she had to get up and start again, she got up and started again. And then she set this precedent for her children. And then my mom ended up putting herself through nursing school when I was in junior high. And now I'm starting my own company and my kids are watching me do that. And I can't fucking wait, you guys. I can't fucking wait to see how my girls uplevel me. Because that's what's been happening every generation. My grandma Toni grew up on a farm in Oklahoma. She was a depression baby, a Great Depression baby, like fucking dirt poor. Okay. And then she ended up putting herself through nursing school as a single mom of 8 kids. And then my mom up-leveled. And now I'm up-leveling. I cannot wait to see how my kids up-level me because I know that they are. They're already stronger than me, stronger than how I was. Just in their person at their ages. That's the kind of conversation that you need to have with yourself about the end. Not, you know, upset or anxious that it's going to end, because that would just be resisting reality. And whenever we resist reality, we create suffering for ourselves. Pain is mandatory, but suffering is optional. You don't have to be anxious that it's going to end because we already knew that. You need to be aware of the picture that you're painting and that you have full control over it at all times. And if you don't know how to get control of it, that's why I'm here. That is why my business exists. That's why every life coach exists, because someone else gave us these tools and we transformed our lives in such huge, magnificent ways that we made it our life's mission to pass it on and pay it forward and teach other people, because this shit is the key to life. You know how you know, if you wanted to set a goal for getting your physical body in shape, the best way to do that and to stick with that goal is to hire a personal trainer, right? Because you show up differently when you have someone else holding a bar for you, a standard to get to. When you know someone else is in the mix and it's not just you letting yourself down, you show up. You show up to the gym when you have these things scheduled, because not only did you pay for it, so there's a financial investment, but there's just this personal investment. There's something that changes inside of us when we have another person who's investing themselves into us. And honestly, that's a stronger, that tie that creates, human to human investment, that's stronger than the financial one, because eventually you might get to a point where you're just like, fuck it, the money's gone, I don't care. But if you have a connection with your trainer, with your coach, you show up differently. You're just like, I'm not going to disappoint this person. And it becomes slowly, I'm not going to disappoint myself, because you've set a standard and you realize that you're important and you're valuable and you're worthy of having your own back. And then you get that transformation of a stronger physical body. You achieve that goal because you hired a coach, a trainer, whatever you want to call them. It's the same thing with life coaching. So instead of working on improving your physical body so that you're comfortable in your skin, a life coach helps you improve your inside, your emotional life, so that you're comfortable in the person that you are. There is no better investment, because it trickles into every single aspect of your life when you have emotional stability. I want you guys to sign up for your free consultation today. Let Your Dreams Hire Me for an hour for free. We're just investing our time here. Let Your Dreams Hire Me for an hour so that I can share how I can help you to make those dreams a reality. Because no matter what your goal is, I can help you. I know that I can, because I've helped myself. I've done it. I've done the work inside of me, and I've been helping people in my business this year. And I know that I can help you too, because you're not a special snowflake. Your circumstances are not unique. You are not a special unicorn. There is no circumstance that can stop you if you decide that you want something. So let's do it. Even if it's just to prove me wrong, be like, I'm going to schedule my consultation, Amanda, just to show you that my situation is impossible. Do it. I dare you. Dream big. Don't be afraid of the end. Take a step back from the one puzzle piece that you've been focusing on to look at the big picture. What have you painted so far? Do you like it? If not, why don't you like it? Why don't you just pick up the white paintbrush and paint over the bits that you don't like so you can start again? I'm going to leave you with one more fantastic piece of knowledge, and it just bleeds into a beautiful analogy. So babies, when they are learning how to walk, they, you know, will take a step or a half a step and then they fall, right? But they build up the muscles in their legs that they need to be able to walk one day, because those muscles in their legs need to strengthen to hold all their body weight so that they can walk. And the way that those muscles strengthen is through the getting up. So you'll see kids handle it differently, right? Some kids will fall and then they're like, fuck it, I'm just going to crawl. Like, this is fine. This has been working and this is hard. And just like, fuck it, I want the toy now. I don't want to try to walk again to get it because I'll fall. But those kids are going to take longer to learn how to walk because they're not developing those muscles that they need in order to walk. But those stubborn ass kids who refuse to give up and they keep getting up and trying to take a step and falling and getting up and falling and getting up and falling, they're going to get there faster because they're building up the muscles that they need. So when you're thinking about your goal or something that you would like to achieve, or the person that you've been trying to become but haven't been successful yet, I want to offer you that your failure is not a problem. Your failure is actually necessary in order to develop the muscles you need to become that person who can do it. This is why you hire a coach. To remind your brain of things like this, so you don't give up on yourself. I love you guys. I want to challenge you to think of something fun to do for yourself, because it's cliche, but I'm going to say it. Life is too damn short to just be in a hamster wheel of wash, rinse, repeat. You need to have fun. Otherwise, what the fuck is the point? See you next week. Are you living your one wild life to the fullest? You're not? Why the fuck not? What are you waiting for? The time to live is now, mama. Do not wait until your youngest is in college. Let your dreams hire me for an hour so I can explain how I can help you achieve any goal in your life. You've put yourself off long enough. It's time to pour into you. The link to schedule your 60-minute complimentary consultation is in my show notes. Join the community of Fuck It Moms by following me on Instagram and Facebook at Fuck It Mothering. That's fuck without the U. So F-C-K It Mothering. Make sure you subscribe to my channel so you never miss your weekly encouragement. And please rate, review, comment, and share. All of these things help with the algorithms, so that way when other overwhelmed moms are looking for encouragement, they can find me. Every month, I give away one of my favorite books and a Starbucks card to a lucky winner. All you have to do to enter is write a review or tag me in social media when you share an episode. See you next Sunday, gorgeous.